monthly program payment.
If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-944-3778. That's 1-800-944-3778. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-944-3778. 1-800-944-3778. 1-800-944-3778.
I think Texas.
You know, I heard Saudi Arabia is next.
As demand grows for reliable, more efficient energy, Siemens is building advanced natural gas-powered turbines in North Carolina for use around the country and the world.
It's kind of cool. Everyone wants our turbines.
They keep ordering, I'll keep building.
Somewhere in America, answers for cleaner energy are happening right now. Siemens. Answers. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
This Friday through Sunday, there's RVs, RVs, and more RVs at the St. Louis RV Show and Sale. Get your best deal on motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheel trailers, and more. Outdoors at St. Louis Outlet Mall, formerly St. Louis Mills. Free admission.
Without trees, 2x4s would be 0x0s. Did you know Missouri's forests support 42,000 jobs? Trees work. Visit treeswork.org to learn more. Brought to you by the Missouri Department of Conservation.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center for great deals on America's most trusted battery, DieHard. Plus, take advantage of a free battery check. Visit Sears Auto Center today.
How much is that Dougie in the window?
That Dougie.
All
right, now here's the way this works, and you folks have been better about it every week lately, and that is you need to call right now, because Dr. Doug doesn't mess around. He jumps on here, and we get right to the pet questions.
He's a busy man.
He's a busy man. He may be needed in Africa or something, so I'm going to give the numbers. You call right now. You get on the board, and look at there. They're lighting up already. I haven't even given the numbers. 314-969 KTRS, which is 969-5877, or toll free 888-550-5877. Look at that. See, these people get it. Lines are lighting all up. I need to remind you that Dr. Doug is brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab. The singers are a little bit loud, but the dog's not. Your AM and the PM cab company. The app is free, and it's STL Taxi. That's STL Taxi for a great, clean AM and the PM Laclede cab. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, the official veterinarian of the large morning show in the afternoon, and your pet's best friend, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, hey, hey.
How are you, Doctor?
I am AM in the PM.
Yeah, that's great. We have a guest dog at my house right now because my son and his wife and my daughter and other son are rare a visit to the house at the same time, which never happens, and their dog Paco Taco is at my home. Paco, the dog with the Spanish name, and it's a Shih Tzu. Go figure.
Yeah, I'm supposed to run into Pee Wee sometime today.
Oh, is he bringing Paco?
They're bringing the kitty over, the baby.
Oh, the little baby.
You're gonna treat
my grandson.
Yeah, I'm gonna treat your grandson.
You know what? I knew my son.
If he can bark or meow, I got it covered.
No, I knew my son was a cheapskate, but he's taking my grandson to a veterinarian.
Was he scooting on the floor last night?
From what?
No, we'll be good to him. We'll treat him right.
But from what Frank said earlier, he won't have a problem giving you a stool sample.
No.
Well, we have to neuter him.
He's got plenty of that.
Neuter.
I don't think you want to do that. We have lots of lines lit up here, Doctor.
Okay.
Are you
ready?
He says he's ready. I believe him. Let's start with who was up first. I think it's Jim. Jim, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. I'm AM in the PM.
Close enough.
Jim, can you say that 10 times real fast?
No.
What's up, Jim?
Go ahead.
I've got a 12-year-old corgi.
Okay.
That busted through a screen going for a wild animal.
Whoa.
And took him to the vet, and the vet said he's got a chipped bone in his foot, and there's nothing we can do about it. And, I mean, he's a little overweight. Like I say, he's 12 years old, but, I mean, he is just, it's terrible.
Eddie May's really lame on it right now.
Yeah, really bad.
Yeah, I haven't seen the x-rays, obviously, but some cases you can actually bandage those up for about 6 to 8 weeks, and that little chip can kind of reassociate with the bone. In other cases, if it really stays painful, I would imagine that you could explore that surgically and remove that little chip of bone as long as it's not depending, there's no ligaments or any particular structures that depend on it.
So, I don't know, again, somebody should
evaluate the x-ray to make a determination.
The vet we have, everybody says, oh, no, no, don't use that vet, don't use that vet. He's a horse vet.
Well, then why are you using it?
Well, we've had, you know, 12 years it's been okay, but, all of a sudden...
Well, I mean, if it's something that needs a little more special care, it might not be that he's a bad vet. He just might not service to provide that skill set. So you just look further. Okay? But that sounds like something that can be reevaluated, and you might have some options.
Okay.
Okay?
Right. Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
And once again, somebody who doesn't really trust his vet.
He's a horse vet.
He's a horse vet. I believe the guy said he had a dog.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Not a horse.
And everybody told him not to go to
Would you take your horse to a dog vet?
No.
No.
No, definitely not.
I don't think so either. Let's get Scott in here. Scott, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Okay, I just bought an iPhone. No, wrong show. Wait a minute.
That's Monday.
We have a male Siberian, one of four dogs. He's 8 years old, and he just, how do I say this? He just didn't seem very happy. So we took him to a regular vet, like I knew you were going to recommend, did blood tests and all the samples, and everything was normal. Mm-hmm. So my wife took him to a holistic veterinarian. I've already given it away, is a DVM. But my wife came home with about $400 worth of supplements and things.
Of course she did.
Right.
I guess, what is your... Well, now, the person is a DVM, but really, a holistic veterinarian?
I believe that you should never discount traditional medicine, but I think that there are sometimes aspects of the holistic science that can be useful as a complement to what we do, but to exclude one for the other, no. This is all my personal opinion, because I have to be careful about what you say these days, but I'm just not as big a fan of those choices in most cases. I see a lot of those supplements are not tested or reviewed scientifically, and if your vet can explain that they are or they have been proven to be scientifically valuable, then I'd say it's worth looking into. But so many of those products, those nutraceuticals and stuff, really have no proven value, and we spend a lot of money on them for nothing.
Scott, your wife, you said, went to this holistic dog person and ended up coming home with this $400 worth of stuff. How long have you been married?
13 years.
At what point do you think you will decide to take over as head of the house and put your foot down and put an end to that crap?
Regain your manhood.
When they plant me in a 6-foot hole and throw dirt on me.
He's honest.
That's a good honest answer. That's true. Well, good luck with that, Scott.
Good luck.
Thanks, Frank. Thanks, Dr.
Okay, be good.
Man.
So do they make, like, Ritalin and things like that for dogs to, like...
Not real, and I mean, we can use, as veterinarians, we can use human products if we can find reasonable dosing schedules that are safe and supposed to be efficacious. But, what he's talking about is a different game. He's talking about products that are, like I said, have not, many of those have not been officially reviewed.
I weren't the head of my household, and I am, my wife would be one who would do just what that guy said his wife did. She'd do that. She'd come home with all that stuff. But it doesn't happen in my house because she asks, and I say no. That's it.
That's a real easy way to sell really expensive things that are not even known to, to treat anything.
Exactly.
I said there's some value in some of the
you're
services
being nice.
That are provided.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, you're being nice.
You've got to kind of measure it.
Let's get Steve in here. Steve, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. Hey, I got a question. I've got a golden retriever who over the holiday weekend during an outing, she jumped up on the table and grabbed a corn cob and swallowed it before anybody could get to her.
The whole cob?
Well, these are cut in half, so it's a half corn cob.
Wow.
So my question is it going to
pass?
I guess,
or not.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, here's the problem. That's a big dog, which is a good thing. You know, if you're not seeing vomiting, then so far everything's okay. But you could argue that it'd be worth it to try and see if it's stuck in the tummy area, because it's a lot easier to get something out of the stomach than waiting for it to move on down into the small intestines, where it's much tighter, can cause more damage to the tissue. So have you talked to your veterinarian yet about, you know, doing a simple x-ray and review?
Well, there has been some vomiting.
If your dog's vomiting, you need to get him into the vet right away, and they need to pursue that, and they may end up having to open up and find that corn cob, because if you're seeing vomiting, it's causing problems.
Okay.
Okay, so I wouldn't play games with that, because you could jeopardize the dog's well-being.
Yeah, so we shouldn't just wait for the corn cob to come out the
corn hole. No, not if you're seeing vomiting, you get in right away.
The corn hole.
Yeah, your vet may want to first do a x-ray, might want to do a barium study to see where it is, and plus or minus he might just see it on an x-ray, a regular x-ray, and just say, we're going in to get it.
Okay.
So, all right, thank you, Steve.
Okay, good luck.
I didn't want to do this while Steve was on the air, because it's their dog. He's probably very upset. But I would scold that dog. I'd say, listen, you little cob sucker.
Can you say that on the radio?
Sure, cob sucker. Sure you can. Two words, cob sucker.
Yeah.
You're right.
What's wrong with that?
What was I thinking?
I don't know what you were thinking.
You only rent corn anyway.
That's right. You do only rent corn. Here's Erica. Erica, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug, and I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hi, Erica. What can I do for you, hon?
I have a 4.5-year-old Lhasa Apso. She is the center of the family. She's had a really rough life. She's injured her back where she was paralyzed, and we did acupuncture on her and water therapy, and now she's walking.
Okay.
We've been to the vet quite a few times with her her skin problem, and we've tried numerous dog foods that are for sensitive stomachs and stuff like that, and it's just not working. And so I did some research online and found that dogs who are prone to yeast infections do well with an all-protein diet.
Well, what you look for actually are novel proteins. We call them novel proteins, meaning that the body's not typically familiar to them. So you might find sources, the food trials we do, and they might have deer meat or some kind of protein product that you're not going to find, like, typically in chicken or beef and stuff like that, or pork. So you're always looking for something unique that the body hasn't yet recognized, and that helps with some of these allergic or sensitive dogs. But in your case, you're talking about skin problems, not vomiting and diarrhea, right?
No, we're talking like yeast infections.
Mm-hmm. So meaning what? How is it expressed?
She's always licking and scratching. Her ears tend to be, she tends to be prone to a lot of ear infections.
Sure.
And
that's an allergic dog, and there are some medication protocols that can be useful, and it's like a puzzle. It's like you know, you have to really kind of dissect away at all the different potential elements. Sometimes it's food-related, sometimes it's something else, but there are a number of protocols. You can talk to your vet about some treatments that include anti-yeast kind of medications as well as antibacterials, and you might have to intermittently treat this dog because it's going to flare up either seasonally or when they come exposed to certain things. But it's a challenge, but it can be worked on.
She is a challenge. Okay.
Yes. Okay, good luck.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Erica. There goes Erica, and there goes the segment already.
Ah.
We're out. We'll do it again next week. What do you say?
Thank you very much. It's great talking to y'all. Right,
thank you, Doctor. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody.
Yeah.
Your pet's best friend and the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, courtesy of Laclede Cab. The app is free, and it's STL Taxi. That's STL Taxi for Laclede Cab. I saw an article this morning in USA Today, and it said General Motors car sales for the month of August, that would be the month we just came out of, were up something like 15-16%. Here's a man who's probably very happy about that. John Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, you can't hear the excitement in my voice,
yes,
Frank?
Yes, I can hear it.
I mean, I'm excited, Frank.
I do hear it.
I am so doggone excited. Woo!
Yeah,
how about that for some excitement?
Take it easy.
Huh?
Take it easy. Is it
a little too much excitement for you?
Maybe a little bit. Save some. As Dom DeLuise used to say, save for the end. He didn't want anybody to applaud. And so if they applaud, he goes, no applause. Save for the end.
How can we go from me being excited about just what a great month we had because of some of the most amazing, intelligent, awesome consumers that listen to this station.
That's your program. That's right.
Then you want to talk about Dom DeLuise?
Why not?
A lot of your listeners are probably thinking, who's he talking about?
No, they know who he is. They know who he was. He's dead now.
Well, I mean, how do you know that they all, they probably really don't?
Well, I think most people know who Dom DeLuise
is. I know who Dom DeLuise is.
Yeah, he's 30, yeah. What are you, 36?
36, yeah.
36, he knows who he was. Dom DeLuise.
But I'm smarter than the average person. So
in the studio with you, you probably talked about Dom DeLuise before.
I don't think we have we?
No.
Before. Let's talk about how great a month August was and how September is going to be as good.
September is already fantastic. You know why?
AM and the PM.
So many of the great incentives that made August such a great month have been continued. Still some unbelievable amount of incentives, rebates, interest rates are so low. That's just still a great time to buy. And we have a huge selection of 13s, so we'll make it easy. And you shop online at lawndop.com, and you'll pretty much find exactly what you want. But your AM and the PM listeners, if there's a particular used car, even a particular new car or truck, and you don't see it in our inventory, you know, email us, and guess what we'll do?
You'll find it.
We'll find it for them.
That's right. That's
exactly right. We're out right now probably looking for 7 to 8 different, whether they're new or pre-owned vehicles. And, you know, we'll come through. We will find them for your listeners.
Hey, it worked for me. I told you exactly what I wanted, and you found it. When it came in, I got a phone call and said, it's here. And I'd forgotten that I'd asked. I said, what's here? And the salesperson I dealt with at the time, she said, the vehicle you described to us just came in today, and I had described anything for four-wheel drive that was not necessarily only 2-3 years old, but was really low mileage and practically in brand-new condition because I'm a fanatic and I didn't want to scratch on it. And she said, it's sitting here. And I went out there, and honest to goodness, that's exactly what it was. It was 7 years old, and it had 21,000 miles on it. And I said,
you know,
sold!
You, obviously an advocate, a testimonial right there.
There you go.
And was this rehearsed?
No, we don't rehearse.
We don't rehearse. Was this scripted?
We don't write scripts.
This comes from the heart, Frank.
That's right.
This comes from that massive heart of yours. You know, I don't know how your chest cavity holds it. You have such a big heart. You're big.
Well, I have a big chest cavity because I have a big body. When you have a big body, you have a big chest cavity.
You don't have a big body. You're just, you know.
I'm heavy. I'm a heavy man.
You're not a heavy man at all.
John, I am.
Muscular.
No, I have almost no muscle.
Yes,
it's all fat. It's just fat.
You're very strong. Yeah, you shake my hand, I got to go put it in ice sometimes.
No, every once in a while, I think, what if there was an emergency? I see these stories where somebody lifts somebody out of, like, a burning car.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, man, I hope I never stumble on that because the person will burn to death because I can't pick them up. I won't be or carrying somebody out down a ladder out of a window. The ladder would break with me on it, and then we'd both die falling off the ladder.
The ladder wouldn't break.
But
they
it's
have,
my
they
own
heavy duty ladders.
It's my own fault because I don't do anything. To
they have
what's
called ladders HD.
Was that heavy duty?
Heavy duty.
I have
heavy
one.
Duty ladders.
I have one. It's called the Little Giant. I saw it on a TV infomercial.
We're talking about a ladder. Or
yeah,
what are we talking about?
No, Little Giant. It's a ladder. It's the greatest ladder ever made. I have one in my garage, and that's where it just sits in the garage because I don't get on a ladder, but I just like having it. And it turns into like 100 different ladders. It's really something. It's an extension ladder. It's a step ladder. It's a scaffolding. It's whatever you want it to be. Little Giant. I just gave him a free commercial.
Oh, you're amazing. During my spot. Thanks, buddy.
I'm getting, you know what? I had a guy, I was putting gas in the Impala LTZ, and I'm not making this up.
who you bought from, who you got from Johnny Londa.
While we're waiting for mine to come in, this guy, I'm not kidding, this guy walks over to me and he says, I'm not making this up, he says, "Wow, that's the new Impala." I said, "Yes, it is." He said, "Wow." He said, "Oh, my goodness, I wish that I had known it was going to look like that." And he turned and walked back over to his car, which was, I don't want to put down anybody else's product. It was a Buick. And he got in it, and I could just tell he just kept looking over at the Impala as he drove away thinking, crap.
And disappointment.
I wish I'd waited and gotten that Impala.
Was he crying?
He wasn't crying, but I could just tell.
He was emotional, though, wasn't he?
He was a little bit emotional, and he walked all the way around the Impala. And he said, how do you like it? Hey, it is a gorgeous car.
Whether you're looking at the little Chevy Spark, Chevy Sonic, Chevy Cruze, or Malibu, we have some of the best-looking product we've ever had. 103 years of production in the United States of America for Chevrolet. And this is 2013, and the 2014 models, the best ever. J.D. Powers, number one in quality.
They don't lie, that J.D. Power.
That J.D., but you'd like to meet him.
You know, they're really, is he still alive? There was a J.D. Power.
I think he is. Ian?
J.D. Power.
But, beautiful weather. Great, great, great time to buy. But, again, so many of your great listeners, well, I guess I could say are great listeners.
Right.
Since so many of them listen to me as much as they're listening to you.
Still alive.
Still alive, J.D. Power.
He is 82 years old.
Wow.
James David Power.
There you go.
James David.
The third.
You learned it here. James David Power the third.
You know, Ian, that was lightning quick, too.
Well, thank you. It's kind of my specialty, utilizing everybody else's knowledge. Not my own.
But how about a guy like this J.D. Power? All of a sudden, he becomes it.
He is the guy that
says, okay, here's the satisfaction rate. It's like that Gallup guy.
Well, it's associates, too, right? Doesn't he have associates?
J.D. Power and associates. But it's like the Gallup guy. A lot of people did polls, but who's do you know the best? Gallup. Mr. Gallup's poll. We got to come up with something.
So, Ian, does it say, you know, why, J.D., how he got into being the word, the last word, the number one word?
Well, let's see here. He was he attended St. Peter's High School.
St. Peter's in St. Charles County?
No, in Massachusetts, I believe. He joined Ford Motor Company as a financial analyst, and later worked for Marplan as a marketing research consultant for General Motors Corporation.
Uh-huh.
Buick and GMC truck and coach divisions.
Guy knows his stuff.
He's been around, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He's been around the block a few times.
Power began conducting consumer satisfaction research in 1968 as founder of the marketing information firm J.D. Power and Associates.
1968?
Yes.
Wow.
He's done well. Now, you don't pay J.D. Power. Who pays him?
Oh.
But General Motors, I bet, does. Somebody has to pay. How does this guy make money?
Well, I mean,
somebody's got to pay to go around and survey people.
Yeah, I don't know where
the money comes from.
Right,
it comes somewhere.
Maybe the government.
Hey, I was part of a like a research group in about 1970. About 1970, I'm not making this up. A guy came up to me with a clipboard and he said, "We've got a brand new car we're going to be introducing to the market. Would you drive it?" I'm 18 years old. I'll drive anything. You kidding me? It was a Pinto. And he said, "Would you take a drive?" And I said, "Yeah." And we rode around and he starts asking me a bunch of questions. "What do you think?" I said, "This is horrible." and he keeps trying to get me to say great things about it. I said, "This is plain and it's, I don't know, it's just not that." And I my ride lasted like 2 minutes. This guy has me pull over and he wants somebody else in there. He's going to rave about this thing. But they sold a few.
What are we talking about a Pinto for?
Because we're all over the place.
We're
all over the place. It was years ago, 1970. It doesn't even affect anything now.
Ford Escort, that was the biggest piece of junk. I mean, they had like water-soluble head gaskets. They were terrible.
Chevy's had some garbage over the years. They have.
Programs in your day, too.
I've had a horrible show for a couple of years. I was embarrassed to be on the air. We've all got something in the past. We're not proud of. I'm sure Cadillac is embarrassed to this day over the Cimarron.
Yeah.
Sure they are.
I tell you what, we're not embarrassed about here, Johnny Lawnup Chevrolet.
Nothing
that's
now.
The new Chevy cars and trucks that we have for sale for your unbelievable listeners right now. Right now, N-O-W. Come and see us. We're here late tonight. It's late. We, you know when I told you yesterday that we would be here till probably 8:30? 9:30.
Whoa.
The last guest.
Somebody took you up on.
Out of here. And so thank you. Unbelievable. And we're still busy selling and delivering some of the customers from yesterday. And because, you know, we were closed Monday.
Right.
We let our unbelievable employees have the day off with their families, and they came back and worked very, very hard yesterday and again today. So come on by and see us, intersection of Interstate 270 and the Washington Elizabeth exit. Check us out online at lawnduff.com, L-O-N-D-O-F-F, 24/7, 365. And, of course, call, and Sweet Mary is still on the phone, Mary Ryan, 314-837-1800.
And we've never lied to you when I say they're on the way. They're on the way.
I can't wait.
They'll be there.
All right, thanks.
All right, John, thank you.
See you, kids. Everyone have a great evening.
All right, you too.
Remember, drive safe out there.
All right, see you later.
No texting and driving.
Okay, we're not driving, but we will be. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. He's so sensitive. I'm telling my Pinto story.
Right.
Yeah. I'm
Why are we talking about that again?
I wasn't saying Ford is a better... it was 40 years ago, for goodness sakes. Why are we talking about Pinto? Well, it's a story about being part of a research group. Boy.
You sound like that old
sensitive
sports guy.
The Ford Escort had water-soluble headlights. Let me tell you about that.
Hey, look, over the years, let's see.
Nobody's perfect.
Let me think of one. How about Vega?
Oh, Vega was... Their engines warped.
I'm all about being completely...
Nobody's perfect.
No.
Just let's be honest. Nobody has had a perfect track record.
And Ford, didn't they figure out the Pinto, the gas tank was... Was
caught on fire or something or some they've all
had
something. But the point is, this year, this is the year for Chevy, and I'm telling you, leading the pack is that Impala. Wait till you see this Impala. I'm going to take credit as the first guy. I had to tell John how great this car. He'd never even driven it yet. I said, "Hey, do you know what you have out here?" He didn't really understand yet. Now he does. We take a break, then we're coming back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Time to see if there's any problem spots in traffic. Here's Frank Ladd, Airborne. Hi, Frank.
There's a couple of them, man. Westbound 44 near Highway 100. Reports of a crash that's near the 252-mile marker. Working with a crash northbound 141 at Gravoy Bluff. Reportedly in a traffic lane as well. Southbound on 270, you're on the brakes now. Looks like south of Olive, right at essentially Ledoux, down through about Doherty Ferry, flying over it right now. Westbound 64, saw some volume approaching Hampton towards McCausland, then again, you're on the brakes now. 270 out towards Mason, you open up a little bit west of there, then you're on the brakes again, approaching the Boone Bridge out in the valley. 70 westbound, the heavy spot was near 370 out to Mid Rivers Mall Drive, that construction zone causing delays. The construction zone on 255 near Collinsville causing delays in both directions, north and south as well, but folks in the Metro East know that already. This update brought to you by Applebee's. Every Monday through Friday, kids eat free after 3 p.m. at Applebee's. Enjoy dinner out without breaking your budget with one free kids meal per adult entree. Beverage not included. Promotion is dine-in only at Applebee's. From the Golden Oak Landing Airborne Traffic Center, Frank Ladd, the Big 550, KTRS.
McGraw Live in the Morning, in partnership with the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, brings you stories from the largest, most experienced newsroom in the region. Hear it on the Big 550 and see it all on KTRS-TV at stltoday.com.
Are you retired or retiring soon? If so, I need to ask you a few important questions. Do you have a plan to provide a steady, predictable income for life? Do you have a plan to protect your assets from market losses? Do you have a plan to reduce the impact of taxes and inflation? Hi, I'm Lori Heise.
And I'm Ken Heise. If you answered no to any of these questions, call Heise Advisory Group to schedule a no-obligation review of your retirement income plans. You'll also get a free copy of 10 Things to Know About Planning Your Retirement Income just for calling. We have a combined 45 years of experience in financial services serving those that are retired or close to retirement.
Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116.
Heise Advisory Group. Financial security in any economy.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Carol. I'm a nurse and a mom to four adult children, all of whom had their teeth and smiles taken care of as they grew up by Dr. Joe Bowen. I started with Dr. Joe Bowen in the summer of 1980. I had a beautiful smile, but my teeth were prone to cavities. There were a lot of changes in my life, but the one constant was Dr. Bowen and now his son, Dr. John. I now live in Afton. Let me tell you, when the dentist and his staff is that good and your teeth and smile are at stake, it's worth every dollar in gas. I have recently undergone a series of dental implants performed by Dr. John, the best thing in the world I could have done. He used cutting-edge technology on me, a computer program which aided him in the exact placement of each implant in my jawbone. Dr. John told me he had a vested interest in my mouth and he was determined to see this through to the end. After all, he inherited me and my mouth from his dad.
For a free consultation, call Bowen Dental Care, 314-921-3500. That's B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Burdell with Burdell Remodeling. We have been serving the Collinsville and Metro East area for over 25 years. We specialize in kitchens, bathrooms, and basements. Whether you have your own design or you need a design, we can do the heavy lifting and turn your house into your dream home. When you're ready to remodel, trust your home with Burdell Remodeling. Call us at 618-345-8840 or visit us online at www.athomewithron.com.
Don't you want to know what your old gold is worth before you sell it? Use JewelryBuyer.com, permanently located at 122 North Main Street in St. Charles and locally owned by T. Brian Hill, post current buying prices right on his website. Why rely on strangers to tell you what your gold is worth? Visit T. Brian Hill at www.usejewelrybuyer.com. For selling your gold and silver jewelry, U.S. coins, and sterling flatware, go to usedjewelrybuyer.com.
Gear up for fall and save big at John Deere. Get 0% financing for 60 months on new compact and select 5D and 5E open station tractors. Plus, get $750 off new 3E tractors when you buy two implements. Gear up and save today. Offer ends October 31st, 2013. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Visit William Noby & Company at any of our six small ag locations or online at wmnoby.com and myjohndeeredealer.com.
The 17th annual Walter F. Phillips Memorial Wheels in Motion is coming to Westport Plaza Sunday, September 8th from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. Wheels in Motion is not just another classic car show. It's an event featuring food and entertainment hosted by St. Louis Area Car Clubs. Proceeds benefit the National Children's Society. Wheels in Motion at Westport Plaza, September 8th from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. and free to the public.
For more information, go to westportstl.com or on Facebook at Westport Plaza.
Are you a homeowner or soon to be a homeowner? You've got options with First Bank. If you're looking for a house, you could be in your new home within 2 weeks with First Bank's Purchase First program. Or if you'd like to make some updates on your current home, now is the time to do it. With 1.99% APR on home equity loans for the first 6 months. Take advantage of First Bank's great lending programs. For details, give us a call at 800-760-BANK. First Bank. APR is variable. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Target Talk St. Louis, Sundays from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Host Stephen King, NRA certified shooting instructor, discusses the world of firearms from competition to firearm safety. Every week, Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis, live from 6 to 7:30 p.m. every Sunday. Target Talk St. Louis is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
Love Shack!
Love Shack, yeah, yeah.
Great song. I need to download this out of my iPod. Every once in a while, I think of a song I haven't thought of for a long time. You suck it right out of the air. It's amazing. iTunes. Boom. In the phone.
All right. Tell me
if this makes sense, what I'm about to say. I got here today, and I went downstairs to a place, and I got a cup of chicken noodle soup. By the way, there was almost no chicken or noodles in it, if you're listening down there. It was all broth. How about putting some chicken and noodles in chicken noodle soup? That would be nice. But when I finished, it's one of these places where you take your tray and you put your dishes away.
A workaround.
And your trash. There's one that says trash and one says, you know, dishes. Now, why is this? Why is it that when you see dirty dishes stacked up, there's a yuck factor?
But
all it really is the same food, just most of it's gone.
But it's somebody else's hand.
It doesn't matter. But it doesn't matter. Isn't it weird that we think that's something really disgusting? It's just food. It's the same food somebody, including you, just ate. But
it's like going into a big sink of dirty dishes and starting to hand wash them. You're like, oh, is that?
Just because most of the food's gone and a little of it's left on the plate, all of a sudden it's like it's got some disease or something. It's just weird to me. But I'm the same way. And here's another thing. I don't like that. I don't like to walk over and see a pile of dirty dishes. This place is very successful.
Yeah.
They don't need my advice. I don't like that. There's got to be another way. Let it go down a chute or something, a door closed, and you don't see all these dirty
dishes.
Sticking
your hands in that tub, bus tub.
Yeah, I don't like it. But they're not going to go out of business because I don't like that. So just for what it's worth. And again, chicken noodle soup. How about some chicken? And how about some noodles? And keep the carrots. I don't need carrots in chicken noodle soup. If I wanted carrot soup, I'd get carrot and broth soup. There were more carrots in there than there were chicken and noodles. Better now.
It's almost like a stew or something like that. Or they think they're having you get healthy or something.
What?
I don't know what
I don't want to be forced to be healthy. I like to choose to not be healthy, thank you. If I wanted carrots, I'd order them. On the way, one of the healthiest guys I know. Have you ever seen an ounce of fat on that Bill Clover?
No.
This guy's lean. Lean. He's on the way. Bill Clever. Before he gets here.
Oh, he'll be in the playhouse today.
Oh, he will? Yeah. I thought you said he wanted to go on before the playhouse.
No, he wanted to go in the playhouse.
Oh, well, shoot. Then we could take a couple of phone calls. Yeah. I misunderstood. I thought he wanted to go before. Well, heck, 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Let's talk to Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hey, everybody. I'm AM and a PM.
Dan, everybody. Hallelujah. What's up?
Hey, Frank, I got a couple Jesus jokes. Are we allowed to tell them on the
radio?
Well,
that's a tough one. The Jesus jokes are real. That's a touchy one because sometimes they're offensive and sometimes they're funny. Go ahead. Since it's you and not me, they can hate you if they don't like them.
I'll stop you. I don't know if you consider them jokes or riddles, but here's one. Here's the first one. Is that what did the Jesus ask the counter guy at the Holiday Inn when he walked in with three nails in his hand?
Oh, this is about. I've heard this before. I can't remember.
I have too. Go ahead. I'll tell you if it's tasteless.
Can you put me up for the night or something like that?
That's correct.
Yeah.
See, I don't think most people would think that's funny. I think Christians would think that's sacrilegious.
That's not
the crucifixion of Jesus is not funny.
No.
What's your other one?
Well, the other one is why did women love Jesus so much?
Why?
It's because they liked the way he was hung.
See, not funny.
Oh, another crucifixion.
Yeah. Not funny. You're going to hell, Dan.
Yeah.
You need to know this.
I've been there and back already.
Wow.
I just need to let you know you're on straight to hell. You're going to have to do something to fix that and change that.
Well, hopefully I'll go to the purgatory since I follow the Pope on the radio, on the Twitter.
That might help. That might help. But at least thanks for asking for us to judge the jokes. We've judged them and they're inappropriate. But at least you had the courtesy to ask.
As always, I'm AM and a PM.
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah, the Pope does have a Twitter account.
If I had told either one of those on the air or when I was a kid, I wouldn't have been allowed to leave the house for 10 years.
I can't
even imagine.
I got slapped across the face for saying, I said, Jesus Christ one time when I was really happy, and I got slapped.
That's a Lord thing. You can't do that.
Oh, yeah.
My mother got so mad. At school, they showed a movie that was like the Ten Commandments or something. She went nuts because she said no human being should pretend to be Jesus. She didn't like that an actor was playing the part of Jesus. Oh, man. She said that is wrong, and somebody is going to pay, and they're going to answer to God for that. I wonder how he's going to feel when he has to stand before God and explain himself pretending to be God's son. That was a little bit out there, I think, as far as sometimes portraying somebody helps tell the story, you know.
Right.
The guy wasn't saying he was Jesus. He was just an actor, for goodness sakes. Window world. I grew up in a very strict house. You can tell. I mean, there were some very strict rules there. Window world is very highly thought of. We mentioned this J.D. Power & Associates earlier. You know, what you ought to do sometime is do a little homework. Go see what J.D. Power & Associates has to say about window world and how they rank in the world of replacement windows. Check the BBB if you want to. Just do some homework. There's a 2013 tax credit you need to look into also. You can earn a tax credit of 10% of your purchase up to $500 during the year 2013. Oh, look, it's September already. That year's almost over. One of the very few windows in the country with a good housekeeping seal of approval, rated number one in number of windows sold in this country by Qualified Remodeler magazine. Named, this is all Window World we're talking about, named New Corporate Partner of the Year by St. Jude Children's Hospital. In just over 10 years, they've improved the look and the thermal efficiency of over 35,000 homes in St. Louis. Over 10 years in business, they've had the same price, $189, and maintained the same level of quality. Any size, white, vinyl, double-hung windows, $189. Lifetime warranty. Covers all the parts, the glass, breaks, the labor. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it, for a $189 window? Of course it does. They showed me the windows. I stood on one of the windows. I'm a big person. I stood and kind of jumped up and down. Couldn't break the window. That actually is true. I did that. And they'll let you do it, too. It's a pretty good test and testament as to how strong these windows are. If you already have Window World's windows, remember they also can do siding, blown-in attic insulation, and entry doors. And right now they're offering no interest financing until January of 2015 with approved credit. There's only one company that all the things I just mentioned apply to, and that's Window World. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com, Window World.
Let's get a look at traffic and see where the problem spots are. Here's Frank Ladd, Airborne.
Thanks, Dan. Westbound 44 filling in just past Great Summit out to the crash near Highway 100. Delays approaching that stretch there. Westbound 64 on the brakes. Hampton to McCausland, 270 out to Mason. Long road to the Boone Bridge and approaching Highway K. Westbound 70 heavy between 370 and Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Eastbound 270 on the brakes now. McDonald to 170. Slow going southbound on 270 in pockets between Olive and Doherty Ferry. Northbound 255, it stacks up between Horseshoe Lake Road and Collinsville Road. That's in the Metro East. Headed towards the Poplar, eastbound on 64, seeing some volume between Jefferson and about 11th Street. That 11th Street exit is closed, eastbound 64. This update brought to you by Sears Auto Center. Hurry into Sears Auto Center for great deals on America's most trusted battery, DieHard. Plus, take advantage of a free battery check. Visit Sears Auto Centers or call 800-DIEHARD to learn more. See the store for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic Center, Frank Ladd, the Big 550, KTRS.
The Big 550. Online. On demand.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Running a business without being incorporated is like walking a tightrope without a net. One little misstep could cost you your entire business, your personal assets, and even your life savings. But no matter how big or small your business is, you can quickly protect yourself and your family by incorporating or forming an LLC. Call LLC.com today, and we'll get you started by sending you our important free guide, 1-800-500-3470. At LLC.com, we don't offer legal or financial advice. We specialize in making incorporation simple, quick, and easy. In fact, we've been helping businesses do just that for over 100 years. Running a business without a safety net really is putting your whole future on the line. And your family's future. Find out how simple it is to protect your personal assets by incorporating.
Request your free guide by calling 1-800-500-3470. This is information you really need to know. That number again is 1-800-500-3470. 1-800-500-3470.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. I don't remember liking homework in school or around the house. My friends at Allen Roofing and Siding would love doing your homework. Roofing, siding, gutters, and well, more homework. They've got the formula for success. The best products plus quality workmanship equals satisfied customers. Call Allen Roofing and Siding, 636-391-1117 in Missouri, 618-343-1117 in Illinois, or visit them online at aroofing.net. I'm sure you'll give them straight A's.
The roof! The roof! The roof is on fire!
Hey, girls.
Beat boys.
Superstar DJs.
Great joke coming up in the Playhouse today. It's been at least a year since we told this joke. So stick around. I'll do a couple of these real fast because I don't have time to do the whole list in the Playhouse. These are just those. I found this thing, and I just picked a couple of these things out. This is some of that just trivial stuff that's kind of interesting. Mel Blanc, you know who he was? He's the voice of Bugs Bunny. He was allergic to carrots.
Oh.
Bugs Bunny. Allergic to carrots. Duran Duran. You know where they got their name? The band?
No.
From an astronaut in the 1968 Jane Fonda movie Barbarella.
Oh.
That's where their name came from. And Sonny and Cher's names early in their careers. What were their names?
Oh, I have heard this. I can't remember that.
Cleo and Caesar. Good move, I think, going to Sonny and Cher, as opposed to Cleo and Caesar. The Playhouse is coming up, and a real good pirate joke, and there aren't too many of those. American Equity Mortgage, 21 years and counting. Saving people money and helping people get in homes and stop paying rent. If you're a renter, give some serious thought to letting American Equity Mortgage help you get into a house. And here's the deal. You're paying, let's say, $800 for rent. You could pay $1,100 in house payment and be way ahead and actually saving money. It's called tax deduction that you don't have right now. They'll tell you how that works. They'll also tell you how a home equity loan works and a bill consolidation loan, where if you are a homeowner, you use the equity to borrow money. There's some money you can borrow. Two kinds of money you can borrow. Stupid money, that's a dumb loan that people take out, like credit card debt. And smart debt, like using the equity in your home for low, low interest rate. Talk to them. They've been doing it a long time. They work fast. And perfect or less than perfect credit, they'll help you. 314-878-9999.